Mel Martinez is the 12th Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. When he arrived in the United States as a 15-year-old refugee from Cuba, he was alone and spoke little English. 4 years later, he was reunited with his family in Orlando. He went on to earn a college degree, a law degree, and to serve as a public official in Florida. Secretary Martinez says one of his main goals is to make housing more affordable. He also is concerned about racial segregation in big cities where neighborhoods are either 80% white or more than 50% black. He also says he's worried about another kind of segregation.
To me, a bigger concern would be economic segregation. You know, the fact that poor people are always in the same areas. I think it's very important, particularly for youngsters, to grow up in communities that are diverse, not only ethnically and racially, but just as importantly, economically diverse, to have an opportunity to be friends with a kid down the street who maybe has a different life opportunity economically, so that one might know what to aspire to. One might have a bridge to a different life.
Recent figures show that many low-income earners spend 50% or more of their income on housing. What can HUD do to help those people?
Well, it's a real problem, and it's a problem across the country. It's a problem in prosperous areas like my former home in Orlando. And the fact is that more and more Americans find it difficult to afford rental housing in their community. San Francisco, probably the worst in the country. So what we must do is create, through this tax credit program, create more stock of housing. Something else we're doing about that problem in this current budget is, for the first time in 9 years, we're increasing the loan guarantee limits that the FHA will approve by 25% for multifamily housing, that's for apartments. So this will increase the opportunities that the developers will have to build and construct more affordable housing. So hopefully that will help. But you know, Bob, we didn't get in this problem overnight, and it's not going to be a one-year fix either. This is a long-term problem.
How does HUD fare in the new budget?
We do very well, actually. We have a 6.8% increase, which is better than the 4% across the board that the president has indicated. And all of our programs are intact. We're continuing to increase the home ownership initiatives. We have two very good initiatives. One is the American Dream Down Payment Fund, which will give us an additional $200 million that are going to go directly to help families with a down payment to a home, which is the biggest obstacle to home ownership usually is the down payment. So it does that. Also, we have a tax credit program, which is going to help create more construction and rehabilitation of existing housing stock. And in both of those directions, we'll make more housing available in low-income areas of our communities. And we have a Section 8 program, which is the housing vouchers that people get in order to be assisted with their rental payments. And we have all of those continue. There's a $2.4 billion cost increase to continue those because of cost increase. And we, in addition to that, have 34,000 new vouchers in this budget. So it's a good budget. It's going to help us.
What'd you get out of being chairman of Orange County, Florida? How does that help you with HUD?
Well, it really helps a lot because, you know, I've been a consumer of HUD. And also, frankly, another experience, I was also on the board and later chairman of the Orlando Housing Authority. So I've been at the consuming end of HUD, and I know what it's like sometimes to deal with an intractable bureaucracy that doesn't give you answers as quickly as you need them, and creates impediments to the help that one needs. So one of the things I really hope to do is to create a more responsive, a more engaging HUD that will work with local entities, which is a big part of what we do, in a better way, in a stronger way. Because if we do that, then really we'll be able to help people more. We'll be able to really fulfill our mission in a much better way.
So now you're running that intractable bureaucracy.
Right, I are the problem now. Actually, I think what happens is sometimes we get isolated from the real world and the day-to-day problems that localities face. And one of the things I'm preaching to our bureaucracy is to be responsive and not to be afraid to make a mistake. I would rather them give an answer, be responsive, than this fear that I think sometimes the Washington bureaucracy may have to make any move. The safest thing is to do nothing, and then you can't be criticized. I think we would rather have a HUD that might be open to criticism, but that at the same time really is a HUD that's also more responsive, and I think that's the kind of bureaucracy I hope to manage.
Mel Martinez is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.